Coming up here, we'll be talking with Keith Crispell of the Prentice School District. And actually, I've got you on the phone here. Keith, is that you?
This is Keith.
Good morning. Are you ready to just dive right in live?
You bet. Let's go for it.
I'm afraid we're already here. We're already waist deep, so let's just go to the deep end of the pool. Mr. Crispell.
There's no turning back now.
No, I'm afraid. We're past the point of no return. I've brought you with me, and here we are. Thank you so much for some time this morning. We were talking earlier, Joel and I were, about how it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, we talk with Phillips School District and, of course, Shawamigan here in Park Falls, and we talk with Butternut, and some have been available. Some have been that summer unavailable. How's your summer starting out?
You know, we've got summer school going right now. We got another week or so, and then we'll be taking a little break, and then we're going to be doing some swimming lessons with the kids coming up, too. So things are still popping and happening. Swimming lessons start, I believe, August 3rd, go through the 7th, and then August 10th through the 4th. So, yeah, love to take the kids up to the Phillips community pool there and teach them some important life skills, that's for sure.
Is that something that if I've got a kiddo who I want to have swimming lessons, can we still get signed up for that?
Absolutely. We'll accommodate you.
Excellent, excellent. What's the best place to do that? Probably the Prentice School District website, if I had to guess?
Yep. Or simply make a call to the office and we'll get you taken care of.
So you mean there's somebody at the office to take calls? It's June. We're halfway through June, Keith. It's summer, right? You guys just mess around for three months, don't you?
That's why we got dedicated people here that care about kids. That's what we like. And so, we got a lot of staff still roaming the halls and doing great things, getting ready. I mean, I've got a teacher that doesn't have to be here, but no, he's in the room getting set for next year. It was his first year last year, and I've been there as a first-year teacher, and it's just you're overwhelmed, and it's like, okay, second year coming, I can take a deep breath and regroup and get myself organized and focused because you know what's coming next, and you can really prepare for it. So that second year is always a good, important one.
Well, and I'm thinking, too, that I'm sure there's probably a lot of panic involved in any new teacher's first year, but it strikes me as one of those things where you get to the major beats of the second year, you know, you get the first week done, you get the syllabus taken care of, and you start running into things that you remember from last year, and all of a sudden you can think of things to do better, and you're improving, and voila, you're off and running. It's pretty awesome to see that effort, though. Someone there in the summer. That's a rumor, Keith, that we've been steadily dispelling. You guys are just as busy in the summer as you are during the school year, just in different flavors, right?
Exactly. Yep. We go from vanilla to chocolate ice cream. That's all it is.
So maybe a little less background noise from the kids, but the deep cleans are still happening from the janitorial crew, I'm sure. And you guys are already knee deep in 2026's school year, right? I'm guessing you're looking ahead to September and enrollment and all these things are common topics for you guys.
Yeah, there's a nasty rumor that September is only like 10 weeks away, so don't broadcast that, but too late. it's around the corner.
The level of chills you just gave me, I'm not a fan of what you've just done to all of our listeners, I must admit.
I apologize.
Oh, 10 weeks, that is a frighteningly small number, but that's the nature of it. Fact is, you guys have been looking ahead to fall since before summer even got here. You have to.
Yeah, we've got my counselor up here right now too, and we're just kind of going over a few things. Talk about diving in and just taking off. I'd like to give a warm welcome to our new elementary principal and special education director. Her name's Betsy Miller. She was just here this Monday. Her contract doesn't officially start or take place until July 1st, but she plans on being here again early next week. She brings a wealth of experience and knowledge in those two fields as a principal and a special education director, and just super excited to have her. She was already meeting with people and staff, so getting off to a great start, and that's kind of really important. So, like I said, really excited to have her being a part of our integral team. In combination with that, I would like to give a shout-out to our current principal, who is passing the baton on at the end of the month. Her name's Katie Isaacson. She has just been a tremendous asset, truly devoted leader to the school, to our students for many years. I can't tell you how many mornings and late nights she has devoted to our kids. It's just, it's immeasurable, and her contributions are the same way. Just my word for her is just awesome and immeasurable, all the things that she's done. So huge shout outs there.
Thank goodness for people like that, let me tell you.
And oh, gosh. Yeah.
Speaking of staff and faculty, Keith, as long as we're on the topic, are there any gaps in the list right now that you're looking to fill? Any job openings that we're looking to have filled up by the new school year, or are you guys pretty well intact right now?
We were kind of pretty well intact until last night. So I do have a high school English opening that I'll be posting up today yet. And, we got a big void there to fill, but I'm confident that, people kind of see what we have to offer, great kids and stuff like that. They'll be wanting to get in on some of this action.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if people are interested in that, the Prentice School District is pretty easy to find by just plugging it into your favorite search engine, prentice.k12.wi.us, K-12 being K-1-2, but pretty easy to navigate if you're comfortable on a website. Or like you've mentioned, Keith, people can always give a call. You guys don't mind doing it that old school way, right?
Absolutely. Or, look up the website, find my email, and send me a message. We'll get in touch with you.
That's my favorite part of it being up here, Keith, is that nobody's truly inaccessible. I mean, some of us like to build some barriers, but most of us, you Google us and you're going to find an email address before you even try to. So we appreciate how accessible and open you are. What do you find yourself doing for most of the summer? I know it could be any number of things, but what is something that you get to do or have to do during summer in that relatively empty school that, I don't know, maybe that stands out to you or that you enjoy most? What's on your mind during the summer version of being there at the school?
Well, you kind of touched on it early, the deep cleaning and the stuff, the scenes behind, the stuff that no one really knows. They just kind of take for granted I'm going to show up and things are going to be ready for me, So great job by our custodial staff. We're still looking for that position, and we're going to be having a person who is retired. Julian is one of our custodians, been here for many years. She will be retiring at the end of the month, and so we're trying to get as much done right now, knowing that we'll be a little shorthanded, so we're trying to fill that gap as well, staffing-wise, not just teachers, but, that staffing. So just the tremendous work and dedication that they do, a lot of stuff people don't necessarily see. It's like we're emptying out entire classrooms, getting down, scrubbing the floors, waxing them, getting them prepped up, painting walls, moving desks, checking furniture, spot welding here or there, anything that needs to be fixed, this is the time to get it done. And so with summer school going on, we still have to navigate around certain classrooms that are occupied and, the cafeterias and all that stuff. But yeah, there's a list a mile long, it seems like, of all the things that we want to do, and try to prioritize those is very helpful to get those accomplished in a timely manner.
And in some cases, that building does still see students occasionally. I went to school here in Park Falls and it became Shawamigan, but regardless of what label was on the outside of the building, we found ourselves there midsummer doing marching band stuff. And sometimes you have to split up, and we're kind of climbing around the big stack of chairs that's in the middle of the hallway, and as kids, it's like, whoa, what are we doing? It's not that. They're cleaning. It's the most boring and important task that has to happen all the time. And do you guys have anything like that, or any students using the school over the summer who might have to contend with the off-season activities?
Oh, absolutely. The summer school classes go on in the morning and then the afternoon, and then there's kind of open gyms and other cross-training things that are available for kids and community. They come in all different hours, basically. So even last night, I think it was close to 6:30 or something like that, I was getting ready for a board meeting at 7 o'clock, and there's about half a dozen or so, maybe eight girls in the gym just doing some workouts. So that was good to see their dedication and commitment to their endeavors in sports and so forth. And I do want to touch base a little bit on sports too.
Let's do that. Of course, we just finished up an academic year. It's easy to look ahead at what's coming because it's coming whether we look ahead or not. But there was a lot of recent efforts, especially, and I have a hunch at least one special shout out you might want to give. I've been getting a lot of emails about golf these last couple weeks.
Ooh, yeah. I'll finish up with that one.
Perfect. Let's circle back to golf. What have you got for us, Keith?
Our boys baseball, I'd like to recognize, the nice run they had this season, advanced in tournaments into the second round. And there was a notable performance by Heston Ekman, who had 100 career hits. So congratulations to Heston on that.
That's awesome.
Our track, we had a new track this year. And although we did not host a track meet yet, The impact of that new track was evident as we advanced three athletes to sectionals, Kayla Gillette, Mason Hedekin, and Ella Orson. Ella also set two school records in the 200-meter dash and advanced the state in the 100-meter. So just an awesome performance. Congratulations to our track athletes. And now the big one, the golf team. Three-time state appearances, I believe, or maybe even more. I lose track. I've only been here 2 years, but they won regionals in Tomahawk. They won sectionals in Hayward, and, of course, advancing to state where they were runners-up. They won on that trophy, but here's an interesting note. Their score this year would have won it by, like, 20 shots last year. So that's how great the competition was. It was just a fantastic run. I'm so proud of the way the boys display, you know, sportsmanship and just the maturity on the course, and it's just awesome to have them have that success.
And it's so cool to watch, Keith. I mean, it doesn't feel real sometimes. You know, I was getting emails, and if I saw that the boys finished anywhere around, like, the third place point, it's like, okay, so they were going up against D1 and D2 schools, right? They were either winning or they were going up against competition from, there were schools that are as big as the towns that were from around here, and these guys are just, they're hanging at the top. It's like, what is going on? The word overperforming comes to mind, but anybody who's been following this team for any length of time isn't surprised. It's just, man, what are these kids doing there on the practice course? They have some secrets that I won't ask you to share, but clearly they know some things that the average golfer does not. And I know it because I'm the average golfer, and I don't want to make myself look foolish by playing with these guys. I mean, they're shooting under pars here, and it's, you know, I'm thinking of, well, 10 years after high school, I was still shooting 100 on 18. Just what's going on? Can you speak to where this is coming from, how it's possible for a small school to have such sustained success like that?
It starts with my coach. It absolutely does. The dedication, the involvement. Our coach Hakenen has just been outstanding, and, you know, he's got those guys dialed in. Any one of them can be on a Wheaties box, I tell you that. I've got a kid who a little while ago had a hole in one. I'm like, I'll never see that, you know. It's like you're 18 or 17 and you already got a hole in one. He's got a great future ahead. Just outstanding. So, yeah, I mean, all around the players are dedicated. It doesn't hurt that we have a golf course, you know, a half a block from the school they can go out to. They've got the equipment to really hone their skills, and they take pride in making sure that they help each other and work towards a common goal, and that was very evident.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's another one of those things, you know, athletic talent, we've got more of it than one might expect for one of these smaller counties like the one we live in, but coaching talent too. I mean, immediately, I can think of Coach Pilch, Coach Mary Patterson, you got Coach Hakenen doing golf down there. I mean, it's kind of absurd that we are this privileged. So I think it's good to take a moment and give a shout out and thank all the coaches. And as long as we're on that topic, do you guys have any coaching vacancies? I know you mentioned staffing, but are there any coaches you guys are looking forward coming into 2026?
Knock on wood, we're set.
All right. Well, we've been talking with Keith Crispell down there at the Prentice School District. Keith, I appreciate it greatly. Is there anything you'd like to touch on before we wrap up today?
Hey, no, it's just great being able to share some time with you, and we're just looking forward to getting going with the next year.
Thank you so much, Keith. We'll talk to you again soon when we're less than 10 weeks away from the next school year. Thanks again for that, by the way. We'll chat with you again soon.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too. That's Keith from the Phillips School District. And I'll admit, every time I talk with Keith, I tend to lose my note about whether he prefers superintendent or district administrator, because I'm pretty sure when I asked, he said, yeah, you could go either way. But I found my note, the Prentice District Administrator. If you've got any questions about the opening of high school English, for example, go online to prentice.k12.wi.us or give him a call. Plug Prentice School District into your favorite search engine.